Hey everybody, I had an amazing conversation with Mayor Francis Suarez of Miami. I apologize about the Skype call, so the quality isn't the best, but the content is. We talked about his experience of testing positive with the coronavirus and also the steps that his city is taking to protect business owners along with their community. Also, how do we inspire people as a leader today? And make sure that we're checking in on the people we most care about to make the world better. You can learn all of this and more on the mini interview of The Playbook.
This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook.
It's Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs The Playbook, and I have the mayor of Miami, the great Francis Suarez. And, you know, to start off, I know you have tested positive for the coronavirus. You're quarantined. You're on day 8, you said, but you look much better. How do you feel?
I feel great. This is the best day that I felt since I tested positive. Yesterday, I had some congestion. But frankly, I mean, I got to be honest with you. My symptoms have been very mild. I don't know if I'm just lucky or if I fall in a big category of people that are healthy and young and hopefully won't get severe symptoms. I have not had fever throughout the entire time. I have, not had major aches. I think I took a Tylenol like once or twice the first couple of days, cold sweats once or twice, like a few days ago. But that's been basically it. I mean, it has felt no worse than a cold, no fever. So I've been pretty good.
It seems to me that thing. I have 3 teenage daughters. One of them I had to force to stay home from coming to spring break down by you. And I think it's important for people to know that, you know, trying to stay things. Virus hit different people in different ways. And maybe you could share and shed some light for the younger people about, look, they're probably following in your footsteps if they are tested positive, a young person. They're probably going to feel like you do. They're going to be quarantined like you. But can you explain why it's so important for them to adhere to the quarantines and to keep social distancing to protect those people that are more vulnerable than they are?
Yeah, so I'll say a few things about it. The first is that there are young people that have gotten severe cases and have even passed away in Florida. So, you know, just because you're young doesn't mean you're immune to it. And a lot of the stories that I've heard from people that are COVID-19 positive is the circumstances and the diagnosis is very different. Even in a household, there could be multiple people that have it, that have different level of circumstances. And remember, it's based on your immune system at the time. It's based on your health. It's based on so many different factors. So that's number one. Number two, if you're asymptomatic, like I basically was when I got tested, and I got tested because I was in the room with someone that was known positive. It was a week ago. We were trying to contain the spread of this, and the Department of Health asked me to come in, and sure enough, I tested positive. But if you're asymptomatic, then what you can be is a transmitter. And that means that you can infect hundreds of people. Part of the reason why I needed to be tested was because the amount of people that I come into contact with is hundreds, if not thousands of people on a weekly basis. And I have a 4,500 person government that administers services to 500,000 people or more. So it's crucial that you heed the warnings of the healthcare professionals, because if it's not for your own health, it's for your family's health. Elderly, immunocompromised. And by the way, the big fear here is because people talking about, well, you know, it's just being overblown. And I think the issue is if you look at other countries, if you don't take this seriously, the real stress where it really becomes stressful is in our hospitals, right? And so what happens is if our ICUs get overloaded, because all this is happening at one time, remember that the flu is seasonal. People get inoculated. People get sick gradually over a flu season. It's not like everybody at one time. The issue here is that everybody's getting sick if everyone gets sick at the same time and ICUs are taxed, well then if 2% of people have to go to ICUs and out of those 2%, you know, 98% of them are usually fine. If you're having now 5, 10, 15% of people going to ICUs and the ICUs are overwhelmed, the consequences could be extremely dire. So that's what's been happening around the world.
And that is so true. And thank you for explaining that, because I think a lot of people are misinformed or even too optimistic, especially younger people who are very optimistic about their circumstance and fearless. And I'm living with 3 of those teenagers right now. So thank you. But on the business side, you know, that's where my expertise lies, and to provide, I call it culture and cash. You know, I've been blessed to be through 93, 97, 2001, and 2008. And I know how to look at the financial side of things to make sure that, one, I'm stabilizing my own personal economy, my business's economy, and then hopefully my community's economy. What are some of the best pieces of advice that you can give as a mayor to stabilize those economies, you know, as a mayor for your community?
Well, listen, the toughest thing about this right now is going to be the people that are impacted, the small businesses that are impacted. Obviously, we know that Congress and the president are in the process of passing some direct help to people, financial help to people. And I think it's important to monitor that, whether you're a small business, whether you're an individual. I can tell you what is happening now in our community, which I think is a good thing. First of all, our county has stopped evictions. So if you're a renter, you know what I mean? You don't have to worry that in the midst of this crisis, you're going to be evicted. That's not going to happen. You can stay at home. Our electrical company has guaranteed that they're going to provide power irrespective of people's ability to pay. So people worry about, you know, obviously paying the bills in a time like this. Our power company has agreed to keep on the bills. Our utility companies like our cable and cable modem like AT&T and Verizon have both called me and said they're going to maintain service. So if you're not able to pay, you're still going to maintain service. And then, of course, you know, we get into the renters and the mortgage payers. You know, obviously, we're in an unprecedented time. And so I think what will end up happening is financial institutions, they're going to understand. Usually paying rent and paying mortgage is an indication of your personal responsibility when it's just about you, right? When it's just about, are you, you know, going to work? Are you making your payments on time? But this is not about one individual person. This is about everyone collectively. So if you're not able to pay the rent, guess what? The landlords are not able to pay the mortgage. So it has an effect on everybody, and I'm sure the financial institutions are going to understand that, and there's going to be solutions for people across the spectrum. What's most important is you're not going to get kicked out of your house. You're not going to lose your essential services. So your quality of life day to day right now is not going to change. Obviously, we want to make sure that this is a short-term issue, which is why I think the sheltering in place is so important, because if everybody stays home, we can contain this thing as quick as we possibly can to get everybody working again.
That'd be fantastic. The last thing as we kind of finish up, I know so many people want to get at you. You're such an extraordinary. So, press. About this very reason, because you've heard, you know, so many people of all ages in your area, but I think, you know, as a future leader that could far beyond Miami, even, you know, what's the positive when there's so many negative things around us?
You have to be. I mean, I think part of what it is to be a leader is to inspire. Part of what it is to be a leader is to give people hope, and I think that's why I've been doing a daily journal. Every single day on at Francis Suarez Twitter and at Francis X Suarez Instagram, because people are tracking my progress and monitoring my progress day in and day out. And I've gotten messages from all over the world. Today, I got one this morning from Australia, people telling me that they're watching the video blog and monitoring my progress and that it's giving them hope. Because remember, a lot of people are focused on the stress of jobs. A lot of people are focused on the stress of getting tested, social distancing, quarantine, all that stuff. Not a lot of people are focused on, well, what happens if I become positive? What's going to happen now? You know, there's a lot of anxiety with that. And the truth is, and the hope is that you're like me, you know, relatively symptom-free, but your doctor's probably just going to tell you to go home. They're going to tell you, go home, monitor your symptoms, get hydrated, may recommend some medicine if you get feverish. And that's about it. Unless you are having severe complications with breathing or need to be hospitalized, you're essentially going to go home. So, you know, people are getting very, very stressed out about this. But understand, positive or negative, you know, you're basically going to be home.
Yeah, Mayor Suarez, it's an amazing, because you really represent two of my favorite lessons. One is, when you squeeze a lemon, there's a reason the juice comes out. Because when people are under pressure, you see what really is inside of them. And, you know, juices, man. You got some serious fire, some serious power and inspiration. And I appreciate it. And then number two, I want everybody to remember, because Mayor Suarez represents this, there is a more powerful virus out there, and it's called happiness. And serotonin, when we're helping other people, serotonin is so viral that when you give, it's released in your brain. The people who receive it, serotonin is released. But it's so powerful that people that witness your benevolence and giving and your generosity, It's the only disease that can be spread by witnessing it. So put as much out there positive to make people happy as you can. And it also empowers and increases your immune system when you're happy. So thank you so much for adding to the best virus, which is serotonin.
I totally agree with you. I could not agree with you more. Let me just end with this one last thought, right? In our world, we are grinding it out every day. You know, we're in a hamster wheel. You know, we're grinding. Sometimes, you know, I'm a very spiritual person. Sometimes God says, listen, I'm going to hit the pause button. I'm hitting the pause button. Everybody just take a step, take a breath, turn to your right, turn to your left, look at your family, be appreciative of your family, of what you have in life. You know, reconnect with friends. I've reconnected with so many friends. I've connected with so many new people throughout this process. You know what I mean? And realize the magnificence of this world that has been created for our benefit and for our pleasure, right? Sometimes it's not a bad idea to step away from a little bit of the economic, you know, sort of rat race that we're in, that we're constantly pushing ourselves to produce more, to make more money, to do this and that and the other. You know, sometimes it's cool to just be able to, hey, you know, appreciate your dad, appreciate your mom, appreciate, you know, your family members. Get in touch with people you haven't spoken to in a long time. You know what I mean? And give them a shout out. When I was diagnosed negative, I got thousands of text messages from people that I had impacted years ago. And it was just really an amazing reminder of the impact that I've had through my public service, because I had people texting me that I hadn't spoken to in years. So I think it, in a weird way, in a backwards kind of way, this is a little bit of an opportunity for our world and maybe a sign that we need to focus on each other a little bit more and not worry so much about the day-to-day grind.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your impact. I'm on the other side for you, and you've impacted me greatly, which is why I wanted to have you on here.
Awesome.
And I am certainly grateful for the time that you spent with us. And I only wish you well. And we don't, when that pause button is hit, we want to make sure that we also appreciate our health. And we appreciate you as a leader in this great country of ours. So thank you. I look forward to meeting you in person when this all passes.
Sounds good.
And it will.
God willing.
Thank you, Mayor. Take care.
Got it.
That is Mayor Francis Suarez with Dave Meltzer. Entrepreneurs, the Playbook. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all of the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.